So today's daf is Daf Chof Beis, and we've run ahead a little bit. We're trying to pull ahead so that we can manage the extra daf before Purim. And we're at the two dots which are on the first of the middle-sized lines. Zekla, kol sheyesh bo musaf. So our Mishnah added a rule, doesn't seem to add very much, that whatever has a musaf, which isn't a yontav, is basically going to have four korim, which the only things we can think of that fit that rule anyway are the Chalosh HaMoed, which has Musa, but which isn't Yantav, and Rosh Chodesh, but those things were mentioned. Iboilus. Now, in the context of that, leading up to what that might be referring to, we bring that they asked the following, raised the following question. Ta'anit Tzibur Bekana. What would be the number of Korim on a Ta'anit Tzibur? Rosh Chodesh V'Moed, where we have a korban musav, we have arba'a. But when it comes to a tanit zibur, ha'chad alecha korban musav lo, then there will be no reading of the extra one, as per the rule here. Odilna ha'chanami yikam musav tefillah. Or possibly, because of the additions to the tefillah, now Rashi, remember we had this in Ta'anit, that there's some who learned that there actually was a tefillah musaf on the Ta'anit Tzibur, which we don't have, but which was added even though there was no musaf. Rashi, however, there and here is well learned, that the tefillah musaf is simply on the extra, or there was referring to the extra brachot that we had. So it's additions to the normal tefillah, not an actual tefillah musaf. But in any event, would that be sufficient to justify an additional korei or not? Toshma, roshecha d'ashem v'chalosh ha'moed korin arba arum. I mean, doesn't it say b'feirush? The times at which we read four is Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, and note the conspicuous absence of Ta'anit Tzibur. Of Ta'anit Tzibur, obviously, is only shlosha. If you're going to make that kind of dig, you can make the dig the other direction. The first part of the Mishnah said, b'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbat b'mincha korim shlosha. No. In other words, any time that we read other than that, Ta'anit Tzibur would have to be Arba'ah. So clearly, the Mishnah is not coming to address Ta'anit Tzibur, otherwise it's just contradicting itself. This is not something that we can be medayik from, and Ta'anit Tzibur is really something that happens because of the events and not part of the standard setup of the Kriya, and the Mishnah is not coming to talk about it. Toshma, the Rav Ikla Lebov. Well, how about bringing a Raya from a Ma'aseh Shehaya? Rav came to Bavel on a Ta'anit Tzibur. He was given an Aliyah. Kam kara b'sifra. He reads in the Sefer Torah. Patach barich, and he says the opening bracha. Chatim evalo barich. He did not say the closing bracha. And then nofu kulei alma anpui. Everybody said tachanun by falling to the ground. Rav lo nafal alape. And Rav didn't. Now, let's just try to analyze what happened. Rav was not a Kohen. So therefore, he must have read B'Yisro. Okay, so B'Yisro Kara. Then if that's the case, why did he finish the Kriya and not say the Bracha after the Kriya? Even in those days, we'll say only the concluding person would make the closing Bracha. He was the concluding person, unless, of course, there was somebody who was going to read after him. Aha! So here we see what happened. Must be Lav Mishum Deboyle Mikrach Lina Batrei. Someone was going to be reading after him, and therefore he didn't make that bracha as the close. Actually, no. The truth is, everything is wrong with your assumption. But let's just take one of the things that's wrong, okay? Rav did not read as Yisrael. Rav read B'Kohani. Because Rav Huna read B'Kohani, and despite the fact that it wasn't a Kohen, there's a point at which someone is so recognized universally for his Torah that his Hashivut is such that he should read first. Normally we make a takona, not that people shouldn't start fighting and so on, but where there's universal recognition that even the greatest of the Kohanim would accept him as being the leader of the community and the leader of the country. I mean, so there was no question he read B'Kohani. Just like Rav Huna did. Now, wait a minute. Rav Huna read B'Kohani because Afilu Rav Ami and Rav Asi, the Kani, the Chashiva, the Ardi Yisrael, Mikav Kai Filu Rav Huna. We know that the leading Kohani, or were Rav Ami and Rav Asi in Eretz Yisrael, held themselves to be secondary to Rav Huna, and they held Rav Huna to be above them and all. And therefore, they asked that he should read first in the Torah. But Rav, I mean, remember that Rav basically had a competitor? I mean, Rav had Shmuel. Shmuel was a Kohen. Would it be right for Rav to read B'Kohanim when there was Shmuel, who was as great as he, And Havidavar Alei, I mean, he also would always ask Shmuel to go first, and he was Mechabit Shmuel, so how could he take upon himself to be the universally recognized, essentially Kohen Plus? This is why it's not true. Shmuel Nami Nikif Havikaif Lerab. In terms of the recognition of the stature, Shmuel was completely accepting of Rav's higher stature. It was only Rav who insisted that Shmuel would always go in front of him. Rav was the one who always had Shmuel, was Madabre Shmuel ahead of him, because there was a terrible story in which Rav accidentally had cursed Shmuel never to have children, and because of that he never had children, and therefore Rav always was Mechabit him, trying to make up for the way that he had inadvertently, he didn't even know who it was, so he was only doing it for that point, and since it wasn't in the actual Kovod HaTaira, therefore ki avad lei b'fanav. So what he did in his presence. But shalom b'fanav lo avad lei, and therefore he would have read as the Kohen. By the way, I mean, just read the story. It's clear that he wasn't reading as the Yisrael. Okay, now, I mean, Mustava, the Rav Bakani cried. Because Isaac had to be Yisrael, Kara. So then explain to me, why did he make the bracha before? If he was the third Aliyah, why was he making the bracha before? Well, maybe it was Le'akra Takana. Oh, so if it was after the Takana that everybody should make a bracha, then he should have said the bracha afterwards. Then it doesn't help you to say there was a fourth Kere. Why did he make the bracha afterwards? Well, that doesn't bother me so much. You see, I'm ready to accept that it was after the Takana that he made the bracha, and nonetheless, he would not have made the bracha afterwards. Because what was the reason that you make the bracha afterwards? Because of the Takana? Was only because we're afraid that somebody walked out before the closing bracha, and that therefore they wouldn't know that there's a bracha afterwards, according to the Miri, there wouldn't be Yotzei. But let me tell you something, that Shani Hekad Yativ Rav, where Rav was present in the Beit HaMidrash, Mi'ayel Ayle, but Mefek Vonavki, people might come late, I mean, that happens, but they sure as heck wouldn't walk out in front of him. And therefore, there's no need for him to be Mavarach afterwards, and I stick, therefore, by my original, I mean, I don't see that it's so terrible to say that he read B'Yisrael and that he didn't complete it because there was a fourth Kerig. Okay, I mean, obviously I can't prove it. But I mean, don't look at me like I'm crazy. Toshma. Let's see if we can bring a raya from the Mishnah, the opening words that started the sukkah, actually. Toshma zehaklal, kol sheyesh bo bitul melacha la'am. Begon, tanit zibur v'tisha ba'av. Korim shlosha, she'im bo bitul melacha la'am. Kagon Roshei Chadashim v'Chol HaShomei Korin Arba. So if we take a look now in the klal, that is different than the klal now in our Mishnah. So we have a different klal that has to do with whether or not people are going to be missing work. We spoke about it yesterday. So if you've got a tiny tzibur and Tisha B'Av, where Mikra Din, you'll have Bitul Malacha, because I mean, even though it's true that there are Minhagim where people are noyeg, but Mikra then you're allowed to work. So over there, we only have a kriya of shlosha. If it's Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaShomoi, so then Korin Arba, that's definitive proof, right? So Rav Ashi, well, I mean, it'd be very nice definitive proof, except as I mentioned, I mean, the Mishnah says not like that. That was the opening klal of the Mishnah we just quoted. V'anan lo t'nan achi. Zeh klal kol sheyesh bo musaf. Ve'eno yom tov Korin Arba. Now I ask you, a challenge. Whenever we say zeh klal, is it coming to add something? Okay, go ahead, tell me what it's adding. Tell me a yom, sheyesh bo musaf and a yom tov where we have four. So the only thing that's available to add is tanit zibur and tisha b'av. Wait a minute, so then according to Rav Ashi, he's learning the Mishnah saying, the Farish essentially, with this addition, that there's got to be four korim on a tainis tzibur, so then the Mishnah doesn't follow any of the recognized shitot. Matnit imani, lo tanakama v'lo Rabbi Yossi. What I'm referring to is the following, tani. Chali yot b'sheni v'chamishi, korim shlosha, so where you have now a tainus, Tisha B'Av, comes out now on a day where there's nafkamina, whether it comes on a day where there would anyway be a kriya, or there would not anyway be a kriya. So if it comes out on a Monday and a Thursday, there, where it comes out anyway, that there's a kriya, so we have a normal kriya, and we had a maftir. So if korim shlosha maftir echad. If, however, it comes out to be on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, where there wouldn't be a kriya, so then only one person reads, and one person is maftir. Now clearly, the Tanakh Talmud does not. I mean, our Mishnah says that there's always, I mean, at least three, and you think there's four. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Li'olam Korim Shlosha Umaftir Echad. Whether it comes on a Monday or Thursday, or it comes on a Tuesday, Wednesday, makes no difference. This is the rule for reading on Tisha B'Av. No. So who's it going according to? The Tanakhama is saying one. That's certainly not like a Mishnah. Here it says three. You're claiming four. And if that's the thing in the Mishnah is not following any known Talmud. Oh, you're right. Okay, so then we're going to have to go, I give up. Okay. But then what is the meaning of Zagla? So now we're ready to accept, as the Braita indicated, three, not four. So what do you do with the Zagla on the Mishnah? The Zagla is coming Latte Rosh Chodesh Umoed. What do you mean, coming Latuye? That says the Pharisee in the Mishnah. But I didn't tell you that. Said in the Mishnah. Rosh Chodesh Umoed Kurin Arba. So what are you telling me, Zagla, which adds absolutely no information whatsoever? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah is not adding information. The Mishnah essentially is giving you a siman for you to be able to understand the logic behind it. That way you won't get confused. So it's telling you like this. Okay, here's how to look at it. Because otherwise people will get confused whether Yom Tov and Chol HaShamoy is essentially the same halacha. Both of them have Musaf and Musaf. The same Nikotai Kvala Biyadeh. Here's the way to look at it. The way to look at it is, called the tafila milta michavi tafila gavriyatera. Whatever you have, one additional element that doesn't appear in the one before, in the lower level element, you respect that element by adding one kore. Okay, so let's say, Rosh Chodesh Moed, you have a kore musa, add that to the minimal three kore, now you have four kore. Yontif, where you add now, in addition to that, an iser of asiyat malacha, add another kore, now you get hamisha. Yom Kippur is an iser karet. So because of that, you want to add yet another kore. So now you come out with shisha. On Shabbat, we have an iser skila. You want to show the additional kavod for Shabbat by adding shiva. And that's all the Mishnah is telling you. It's not coming here to add a new halacha. It's coming here to set out the logic in the number of korim. Gufa. Going back to what happened, we tried to bring a raya from the mice where Rav came to Bavel in a tiny tzibur, and he got up, he read in the Sefer Torah, he said a bracha b'patach, barich, and then he finished reading and he didn't say a bracha. And then we discussed that part, but you said that nofakulayama ampayu, everyone felt to say tahanun, v'rav lo navachalal ampayu, whereas Rav did not say tahanun. What's the story with that? My time Rav, lo nafil alampeh, I understand. Everybody's saying tachanun, he has to say tachanun. That's because it was a ritzpah shel avanim haita. V'tanya ve'even maskit lo titnu ba'artzachem lishtachavot aleha. We darshan this. The Torah says that where you have stone that's maskit, mikara din mitpaskin, that maskit simply means that it was polished or hewed. Although there are rishonim who say maskit means that it's illustrated, that it has engravings in it and so on, and therefore has similarity to Avodah Zarah and so on. But the psak halacha is that maskit is in any sense that it's polished, that it's cut. So you can't now bow down on that. And don't think, by the way, that the drush of here is aleha ba'artzachem, but in Chutzlaritz, and he was in Bavel, so he should have been able. That's not true. The aleha yata mishtachave ba'artzachem, the stress over here is ba'artzachem, only in the secular part of your land. That's coming the other direction. But tell me, not that there's a heter in Chutzlaritz, but that there's a heter where it's more Mekudash, heter in the Beit HaMikdash. So it's stressing. What is it that it, where did it ask that Ritzpat Avanim? You should know it only answered it outside of the Azorah, and even though the Azorah was specifically Ritzpat Avanim, that wasn't answered elsewhere. So Rav didn't want to fall Tachanun because it would be over in his Yiraisa. Understand? So what's that to do with Rav? He should have gotten up and prevented anybody from falling back. And then you're doing it. You have people over and a lot of the Oraita. So then what has to do with Rav? Why didn't he stop everyone or make an announcement? No. The every place else there was a carpet on the floor. Rav was standing by, the president's area over there where they make it fancy. They had a fancy flooring. So he couldn't fall. So it was only Kameh to Rav Havah. So that's the problem. So let Rav move over to where the carpet is and do the filat apayim where the rest of the tzibur does it. He said, leisa legabe tzibur v'alin palal hapa. No, Rav held that doing that would force people to stand up for him. He comes down, everybody gets up. Oh, it's ridiculous. So I won't fall tackle him. I'll fall tackle him. No, I mean, make everybody stand up now. Lo boy lemitrach tzibur. He didn't want to be tereyach, but tzibur should stand up for him. Or I could, maybe it's another text. The third could be like this. People say, Rav, Pishad Yadayv Raglayim Havi Ovid. See, nobody else was being noifal alapayim with a way that would be also, because they would just, they would go down on their knees, but they wouldn't fall on their face. Rav would actually fall on his face. And that's also on the Evan Maskeed. Without that, it's not also in the Evan and Maskeed either, because the Amr Ula, the other thing that Ula pointed out is, Lo'asr Torah, Pishad Yadayim Raglayim Bilvat. Torah only asked completely spreading out on the floor to show complete submission, and that Rav used to other people to do that. Okay, so then let him not do it. What's the big deal? So then lo le'avit pishir v'dayim raglayim, let him do a takanon the way everybody does a takanon. It's not a problem. No, mishani mimina again. Look, this is the way I do things. I can't do it, so I don't do it. If this is the way I held, it's my darga to do takanon, I don't feel comfortable doing it another way, I don't. Not going to be Mishana Minak just because it makes me miss Tachan and some miss Tachan. I always pretend it was some Chassidish Rebbe's yard sale. No problem. Vibay Deimor, it could be, there's another in him. Maybe the pshat was that Rav indeed never said that. Why would he never say Tachan? Because, as we learned, that Odom Choshev Shaini, Rebbe Lozer. Someone who is Choshev has to be careful about when he falls Tachan. As Rebbe Lozer pointed out, the Omer Rabbi Elazar, Ein Adam Choshev Shaini Pol Al Panah. It's actually inappropriate for an Odom Choshev to be Neufel Alapa for Tachan, Ela Im Kein Na'anak Yoshua Benun, unless he is absolutely certain that God is going to answer his prayer. So then fine. But if there are things that are needed, and he doesn't think that the fact that the great man fell on his face means that God is certainly going to answer him, so then people are going to talk about it. Look at this, We have a leader, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay any attention to this. Better he shouldn't fall on his face. Where do we see this? We see it because of Vayomer Hashem and Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua, why are you falling on your face now? There's two ways of learning this. Rashi in Tainus said, stop. To Yoshua, he's saying, okay, it's already done. So, but meanwhile, you see that you have to be on that target. But absolutely certain. There's no need to fall Tachlun. Mashmah, the need to fall Tachlun is only in those circumstances. Will you be answered? Okay, I'm already answering you. But Lamaisa, other Mefarshim, and this is the way that Rashi seems to be learning over here in Mitzvah and Megillah, is that the Pasuk means literally, I am going to answer you, Yoshua. So don't bother. Because this was something in which Yoshua indeed wasn't answered. The tzibur wasn't holding on the dark, it should be answered. Like a broker says, look, it's inappropriately circumstances because I'm not going to answer you, so don't fall. So if that's the case, Rav held people would be depending on him that his tefillahs would be answered. He didn't think his tefillahs would be answered. He wanted to come in a fault. Tan Rabbanan, Kida alapayim. The word Kida, such as Vachikot Batsheva Apayim Aretz, is indeed, as the Pasuk indicates, alapayim. It means that only your face touches the ground. Not too easy to do. You have to be in pretty good shape to do that. Huh? You bend straight down.
Not your knees.
No. No cheating. Keep those knees absolutely straight. Get that forehead down to the... Come on, man. Let's see you do that.
People do that, really?
Well
that's when the...
Levy did it, but it cost him. He never was able to walk again. But you know what they say? If God had meant me to be able to touch my toes, he would have put my toes on my knee, on my middle.
Okay. Nice feet and face.
You got to get your feet all the way down there. And then try. Mitzvah is one thing. Going down is a howitzer.
Get up.
Just
your face touching the ground.
Yeah.
And then get up from that.
It's the getting up that's the problem, says Rashi. Because you put all the weight is on your spine, basically. We're pulling it out. And there's nothing you can do. I mean, even if you've got your thumbs there, that's as far as leaning on them. But how do you get up? So that's a problem. So indeed, the lady, don't try this exactly. Don't try this on your own. So that's we see from the Lashon of Batsheva. And Kriya, now that's on your knees. Yeah, that's no big deal. It's a Kriya al Birkayim. V'keinu mechroa al Birkab. Ishtachava'a is pishut yadai v'raglayim. Sh'ne'emar havon avon yivimcha v'achecha achecha v'ishtachavod l'cha arza. What's a arza? Flat out on the ground. And Levi once wanted to demonstrate the skida. So he went ahead and demonstrated skida kamei the Rebbe. V'itla. And he became lame, was never able to walk again properly. And this is pretty bad. Rashi says he had to kiss the ground, actually. Yeah, bent over and kissed the ground. And because Francis the Gorman, but that's not why he got lame. I thought we said, We know from the story of this discussion back in Tainis, where Levi said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've moved back into the heavens, you've given up on us, you don't pay attention to our tefillos anyway. And that was the end of Levi. So he never walked again. So apparently that was the... So it's not a good idea to call God to task in that rather chutzpahdika fashion. Is the Gemara, just like an answer there, ha'bahar garmalei. In other words, because of the fact that he acted that way, so when a moment came where he was as a mesukin, that this is not an easy thing to do, and you're showing something off, that's the time when it hits you. But one without the other, his schusim would have been aimed for him to show kida without getting lame, and without a sakana, I wasn't going to get hit by lightning. I saw the way Abaye Barava take care of the problem. Basically, what they do is that when they do nefilat apayim, they don't fall on their, they fall on the side. So that way there's no problem of an adam gadol nofal apalapav. It's not really being nofal apalapav mamish. And also the meforshim is a machlokas really. And there's no problem of even maskit. So if you're only on your side, Rashi learns only the Gabi, the question ain't on them. But other Rishonim, notably Tosfos over here, uses the Matzli Atzluye as an insight into the whole sugya. He points out that initially, before the Gemara came to recognize that there was a difference between Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, it seemed to take, and regular Ishtachavoya, seemed to take for granted that there would be an Isser even without Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, which must mean that we held that was also min Rabbanan. But now that we say that Rav was doing it with Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, which would have been also Minatera. So then he says it seems strange. Why is it that people today in Shul, the Shliach Tzibur does Ishtachavaya, and he uses their Atzliya Matzli to be Matir falling on the floor because of the issue of Maskit, not because of the question, as Rashi learns, that it has to do with the Adam Gadol. A bit complicated, especially taking into consideration that initially we didn't also seem to make any distinction between what type a floor it is. So it appears to be that there is an Isser, and this is actually the way the Ramah learns, that there is an Isser to be Mishtachale Midrabonan, even on any kind of floor. And you must put something between your face and the floor that is not the floor. So this is basically the marker of the minhag of putting something down on floors on Yom Kippur, even where there is carpeting on the floor or something, where there ought to be no Isser D'oraisa anyway. But if there is an Isser D'rabbanan, obviously, that would explain it. But furthermore, halacha l'maisa, we also end up with a bit of a complex situation over here, because the question is, to what extent can you allow the Atzluye? Basically, the way it comes out, the way the Rosh Paskin and many other Paskin Ma'alocha, is that it is Aser Min Rabbanan even without Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, unless there's Hataya Min Hatzad, and then it becomes Mutter, even Min Rabbanan. Furthermore, that Iser, even on a Ritzpat, let's say Shatiach, or Nanavanim, is also Aser with Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, so that that you can get around that either by not doing Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim on a floor that has a carpet, or you can actually do Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim but be samech on the Atzluye. Lamaisa, if it turns out, if you want to be machmer, according to all of the poskim, you should not be mishtachave on a floor of actual stones unless you both do not do Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim and you also turn a bit to the side. If you're not on that that kind of floor, or if you put something between your face and the floor, then you could do Pishutadayim V'Raglayim, but you would still need Hataya, or you could do it without Pishutadayim V'Raglayim, and then it would be kosher even without Hataya. So it turns out we've really ended up in quite machmir on this sugya. Zaklav, koshi esh po musafi boilu. Tanis tibur bekama, rosh chodesh moed yiga korma musaf arba avalach lak korma musaf lo, adil maho kanami, yiga musaf tfil, tashma brosh eka rashim bekola shumoid, korin arba, aba tanis tibur shlosha. Nu, emoreisha, bishenim bechamish bishabes, bimincha kor shlosha. You can say the same thing, so tanis tibur shlosha. So how are you going to, arba, elamir lak elamish babinu. Toshma, the Rav equal above of Betani Sibur, come Kerbisifra, Pasach Borek, Chotzim Velo Borek, Nofa Kuli Alma Anpuin, and Rav Lo Nofa Lalapi. Now, Rav obviously was reading as Yisroel. No, so he finished, how come he didn't say a bracha? Obviously someone's going to read after him, ha ha. No, Rav Bekane Kor, the Ravuna Kor, Bekane, Ravuna, Nu Melo, Ravuna Kor, Kana Filu Vami Luvatsi, Rekane Chashiv Adar Yisroel, Mik of Kaifele, Ravuna. But Rav, Shmuel was a Kohen, he wasn't Kaifle, Davar like Shmuel. Now, it's true that Shmuel not me of Kaifle. Rav, the other lay covered, but ki other lay only befanav, shalom befanav lo avid. Yochanan is Davar, the Rav, the Kohen, he Kora. Because otherwise the whole story doesn't make any sense. This how could I be so Kora, so why did he make the Baruch lefanav my time of birth? It could be Kalach HaTakona. So then why didn't he make the Baruch Kalach HaRav? Shani Ocha, the Yosef Rav, where people would come in late, but they wouldn't leave early. Toshma, Vizah Klav, Koshi Yeshbo Bitu Melacha La'am, Kegon Tani Tzibur V'Tisha Bavkan Shosha, Shembo Bitu Melacha La'am, Kegon Rosh HaKadosh V'Chol HaShem Moed Torin Arba Shema Melacham Revashi, but the Mishnah says not like that. Vizah Koshi Yeshbo, Yev Musaf Eno Yontav Korin Arba, what's it coming to be had if not to add Tani Tzibur V'Tisha Bav? So how's Ravashi explain Matzisin Man, Lo Tana Kama Velo Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya Chaliot B'Sheni V'Kamishi, the Shabbat. So you read three Koranim after Echa, but if it comes on a Tuesday or Wednesday, Kori Echanim after Echa. Rabbi Yossi always, no, it's always Shlosha, but certainly not Arba. So the Kash is Echa. Well, it's coming, I see Rosh Chodesh and Moi. But I mean, it says that the Feresh, Rosh Chodesh and Moi, Koran Arba. It's not coming to add. It's Simon. Simon Abahama Yard, the Tema. Yom Tepakosha Moedkiah Dodinin. And the coat, high quality Adefa. Called the Tofila Milsa Bechavre, Tofila Gavri Yasera. Hilka, Roshkot Shmoedkiah Karbon Musaf, Karin Arba. Yom Tepiah the additional Asuras Yasmalocha, Hamisha. Yom Kippur is the Sakuras, Shisha. Shabbos is the Skiva, Shiva, Gufa. Ravi Klubova Batanis Tibakum Korba Sifra Potach Borek Chotin Velo Borek Nofa Kule Alma Anpui Varavlo Nofa Lalante My time Ravlo Nofa Lalante Rit Special Avani My time Batani Veven Maskid Lot Dun Baratzcha Mishtachavot Aleha Aleha Yata Mishtachave Baratzachem Aval Ata Mishtachave Al Avanim Shebet HaMikdash Kiriula Yamrula Lo Esratol Rit Special Avanim Bilvad. So Rav was the only one who had that so lazy lagabe tibura velimpa ape no blame the chip tibura or could be Rav Pishadayim Raglayim Avi Avi which is also Kriula Yomro Lester Rav Pishadayim Raglayim Bovad. Everybody else wasn't doing that. So then lipa alape velo lape Pishadayim Raglayim and no mishani mevinagim Iboisei ma'adam chashiv shani should never be enough alape to Rav Elazar Yomer Rav Elazar. Meaning Levi. How about going with that?